Greetings, I'm Chris Knob, your host for the Forefront Music Marketing Podcast. This is a program dedicated to helping you help yourself with the business of music. So stay tuned. This and every program will have lots of tips on making you a successful entrepreneurial musician. Today's show is brought to you by Forefront Media and Music, along with the good folks at musicbizacademy.com. So let's get started. Tonight we're going to be addressing, as our first topic, manners. Can you believe that? There's such a thing as manners in the music business. And it manifests mainly in two ways, with phone calls to gatekeepers in the industry and to emails to them. Well, you might be asking yourself, what is a gatekeeper? Well, a gatekeeper is someone who is in a position of power at a record label, at a radio station, at an internet website, a magazine, a newspaper, or maybe a booking agency, or a consultant of some kind, an attorney. These are all important people who have busy lives, and they like to be communicated with in a proper way. So tonight we're going to be talking about the type of relationship you want to establish with them, which is a professional one. And the first thing we have to talk about, really, when it comes to manners, is how does it manifest itself? Well, it manifests in two ways. Phone calls to them and emails to them. So we're going to be diving into that here real shortly, and we'll take it from there. So, what is the right time to call a gatekeeper? In many ways, that's up to you to find out. And you have to really think a little bit here. What time of day is it, as we said? What day of the week is it? Might it be a time of day that this gatekeeper might be in a business meeting with an associate or a client? And you have to realize that when you call, you might be imposing on someone. So it brings up the next tip for you. If you get an answer when you make your call, it might be a proper thing to do to introduce yourself and just say, is this a good time for me to call? I was on your website, or I heard about you through such and such grapevine, and I just thought I would call now, but I realize this may not be the best time. Are you busy at the moment? If you get a positive response and they can talk, then what I would suggest is that you think about the question that you have for them. Now, you don't want to have a list of questions. You want to have questions that are short and to the point, realizing that maybe they just do have a few minutes. So ask maybe one or two questions, and one of them should be related to the fact that how can this person help you at this time? Could they give you a short answer on that? Maybe it's also a good idea when you're having this very first conversation that you ask, I would like to know if I could call you back at another time just to ask some questions about your service. What would be a better time? If the person on the other line with you is saying, hey, don't worry about it, let's talk right now, then continue to ask some questions, but have them prepared. Have a list prepared of the important questions you want to ask, either about that particular service or some questions you're having about marketing or promoting your music. The point is to be polite and to be courteous and to have some basic questions, not 15 or 20 of them, but one, two, maybe three questions, and then take it from there based on their response. I'm pretty sure you've heard the old expression that you only have one time to make a first impression. And this now is so important when we're talking on the telephone and we're making these cold calls to some people that may or may not be able to help us. So I ask you to really plan the phone call. I've given you some hints already about having some questions. But before that, even, why are you calling this person? What do you want from them? I think a lot of the calls that I get and my friends in the industry get that they complain about are people who kind of make a spontaneous call. They see a number somewhere in a magazine or again on the web or something, and they're excited and they make a call, but they're not prepared for the conversation. For example, if you're calling an attorney or an occult consultant, it might be a good idea to ask them about you know, how do they work with their clients, or, you know, is there a fee involved, and what are the procedures necessary to set up an appointment? If you're calling a record company or a publishing company, then you want to have questions about, do you accept demo tapes, or these days demo CDs more likely? Do you accept unsolicited, the term is unsolicited, recordings for consideration? Is there someone that I can talk to about this? Everybody that you call is a business that is, again, usually very busy, and when we intrude on them, we take the chance of offending them or becoming across as sort of a flake, and that's the last thing that we want to do. We want to have a chance to make a good first impression so that we can call that person back again at the end of the conversation, knowing that person knowing that they really have an interest in you and that you are polite and you are considerate in your conversation. I'm surprised often that I have to mention this. The calls I get, truly you wouldn't believe. If I was a nastier guy, I'd probably record some of them and play them back for you, because they're absolutely amazing how rude people can be. And it's not just my experience with this. I've been in this industry, as many of you know, for over 3 decades. And so I talk to a lot of my friends and associates about what we're talking about today. Manners. How are you treated by the people that call you or contact you? And again, we find rude people or people who just barge in with questions. They don't even say hello. Again, that time of day is a big question that comes up. Why do they do this, they ask me. Why do people just call at any old time thinking that I'm going to be available? Basically, I don't want to rub this into the ground too much, but I do want to say that when you call somebody, you're building a possible relationship. A relationship that might help you in the long run, for a long time. We want to look forward to talking to you. We want to look forward to repeat conversations with you, maybe perhaps becoming a client or eventually leading to a signing of some kind. So remember that. Now we're going to have to move on to a different topic that has to do with manners that isn't in the telephone conversation mode. It has to do with good old email. And there's a lot to learn about proper email. Now, I want to get into email etiquette here, but it's sort of funny that when we have any issues that come up with communication from a musician to anybody in the music industry, there's a lot of similarities or mistakes, similar mistakes, you could say, that happen in a phone conversation that can happen in email. And so when I start talking about email, obviously there are going to be things very unique to that technology that we have at our disposal. But there'll be times when I'm going to be going back and reminding you that something in email may also be something in a phone call that you either want to do properly or to avoid altogether. So let's get started now and talk a bit about what we'll call email netiquette. Okay? The first thing I want to mention is that I don't want you to ever write anything in an email that you wouldn't want to become public knowledge. That's just rule number one, really. People say things in emails that are totally irrelevant to the business of their lives or their gatekeepers' lives, talking about very personal issues, for example. Of course, you would never do that in a conversation on a phone, hopefully, and you certainly don't want to get distracted talking about how long and your struggle has been and how many years and the violins are playing in the background, so to speak. So don't do that. Don't write anything in email that you wouldn't want to become public knowledge. Otherwise, people will spread it around. The music industry has a lot of rumor mongering, sad to say. Also, I want you to be careful when you use sarcasm or humor in your email messages. It's very difficult, especially with a stranger who's emailing you, to really know them right off the bat and what their sense of humor is. So I would say avoid humor, but just be polite again, just like you were on the telephone. to be polite and get to the point. Also, when it comes to email, reread it before you send it. There's been many times where perhaps this will sound familiar. You get an email from somebody and they kind of piss you off a little bit, and you get a little bit angry, and so you hit the reply button and you let them have it. Well, that's all well and good, but remember that if you hit the send button, it's too late to take back what you wrote. That message cannot come back. It's gone. There's just one last tip for this podcast on email etiquette, and it's a very important one. Obviously, we all know we have the ability with our computers and email to send attachments. And as musicians, those attachments are songs, MP3 files, yada yada. All I can say to you is I beg of you, do not attach music files to your first email contacts with a gatekeeper in the industry. It is impolite. It takes up a lot of time, depending on their connections to the internet and getting their email, to download those long messages that have attachments. So just don't do that. What you want to do instead is, going back to being polite, is ask them, may I send you an attachment of a certain song I'd like you to listen to? Or even better yet, why don't you just suggest, would it be all right, or I have put a link to a website where you can hear some of my songs if you're interested. But it's an invitation that I'm talking about in these first contacts. That's most important. So there you go. Some sobering thoughts about manners in the music business regarding phone calls and also email etiquette. I'm Chris Knob of Forefront Media and Music, and I'll be back shortly with more podcasts on the business side of making money with your music. You can always find me on the web at www.forefrontmusic.com. And for this show, I want to thank David Neveu from Music Biz Academy for hosting the podcast and for helping out all around. And stay tuned. I'll be back before you know it. See ya.